after the begala chumra, the begala kula, Jarsh Rishis Hagayz, Kol Hanach Kula, La Ram Yisru Alayna. These four things is no issa. Elu Amayna, Ilka Sveikala Kula. Rishis Hagayz is Tam a mitzvah they give to the kohen. It's a moment to take halacha. So if you have a suffix, whether you're mechuyiv or not, you have a right to say how moitz mecharer that it be part of. The same thing for matonis, matnes kuno, or pidyon haben, the same thing. It's only moment to take halacha. So a suffix, go to kula. Or pidyon peta chamor, Rashi could appreciate that I've learned before, that about the mafresh let, you have to be mafresh let take off the Easter hanosha boy, but ulu yatsma, the rest of it belongs to you. So kids, there's a good teretz on this theory, that in a sophic moment you go to kula, it's only with an Easter involved, then we have to go to chumra. Mora says, ki yosi rovim, when rovim came, Omar, he said like this, that kama akama, he said over locha, rovilei. He also found the same type of a question that Rosh Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan, a theory about the loch of koma koma. Is a chiv to be mafresh min asafik or not? Rashi says it means matnitz and achriti yashka chorad meir. He got another brisa. The part to become a shagir, sof nitzra, kerem shnaz gaz of nitzra, min asafik yipota. For Ram, Yehudi Tzoni, sof leke leke. And he also has the same theory. Before we found that sof leke, the sofik matna for me, Michaev. Vishonale Beloshim Benagran, Ishonai, so he answered like the answer we said before. The other one says, Levi Zora Bekisha. Levi planted Tfua in Kisha this place, and we came to cut down or leave the Tayam, Lehevi Anim Lemishka Leket. There was no Anim in that place to take the Leket. So he didn't know what to do, should he leave it there or not? So Osla came to Rosh Hashanah, getting in front of Rosh Hashanah, Omalei, Rosh Hashanah answered him and said like this, the Pasuk says, La'oni Velager Tazavoysom. He's supposed to leave over your matna saniyim to an ani. But with ashin v'loyla ovim, v'loyla atlofim, not down for the birds. In other words, if there are no aniyim there, you don't have to leave it. You only have to leave it if nani could take it. But down for the birds too, that there's no mitzvah. So in such a case, Levi would be potter from matna saniyim. On this mace, we have a question. Is this right? It says, Aloha ein mevi'in truma loy migorin liyir. That a Yisrael is not mechuyev to carry his truma that was mafresh from the goyim out in the fields to the city. Rashi ain't tzorach Yisrael l'treach lahovi truma min hagoyim l'ir liyad koyim. The Yisrael doesn't have the chiyuv to work to matriach himself to bring the truma to the koyim. Ela rather koyim hayloch umevi. Halacha is the koyim himself has to go and collect it and get it from the Yisrael. That's one halacha. Secondly, v'lemi midbo liyishet. That Yisrael doesn't have to carry his truma that is mafresh in the midbar into the yishuv where we live, but rather let the kohen come and take it. But what's going to be the yemein shom kohen? Let's say there's no kohen. In such a case, seicha poro mevia. Then the Yisrael has to hire a poro, hire somebody to carry it for him to transport it and bring it into the city. If they have the truma, not to be master the truma. To see the Churman over here, even though there are no Kahanim around, you have to take the Churman and bring it into the city in order that Kohen can take it. Falcom over here, we dashim by Matna Saniyim, if you don't have the Nani around, you potter. Why shouldn't it be the same Chiyuv that you should have to bring it into the city and give it to other places where you have Aniyim? So Mor says, Shani Truma, Truma is different. The Tivlo, for Loi Sagid Loi Mafishlo. By Truma, the Pshat is before you take off Truma, it's Tevel. Tevel is also teeth, is an Issur teeth to Tvua. Therefore, you're mechuyev to take off the truma. Once you yourself was mafresh the truma, and echnami, then there's a mitzvah you have to give it to a kohen. Rashi says, "Oiseres hakol olav bishum tevel fikach hakoch etzorch mafresh." And once you have to be mafresh it, then we say that you have to give it to the kohen. Mashenkin by the matnas aniyim is not mechuyev. You don't have mechuyev to be mafresh it. If there's no leket, there's no shechra, you don't have to give it to the oni. But since it doesn't have to be, here we say, "B'makom there's no oni, you potter." We ask the question, Barei Matonis, the law of our Mishnah, the mitzvah to give matnas kahuna, the zroyev l'chiyayim v'keva, the loy tavli, that even if you're not mafresh it, you still allowed to eat from the animal, you can still eat from it. And still, the time you learn like this, that mokem shenogu limloig bagolam, the minig was they used to like in the ego and the animals, they used to limloig, means they used to cook it up with its skin. Rashi says, shemol genoi sabroyskin im oiron. Used like soak it in hot water with the skin on the animal. For yurcha nois and imor, they would eat the meat with the skin. If that was the minik hamokim, if so, lo yavshitu esas roya. that you're not allowed to be mashit this roya, this mitzvah's matnas kuna, and you have to give him the shoulder, you have to give him the shoulder with the skin, you can't take off the skin. But she said, El noistam lakoyin, kamayshu biyaroi. The same thing, lafsha shirosh, if you want to be mashit, take off the skin off the head, is lo yafshit esalechi. Don't take off Rashi's harosh lo yafshit esalechi. Can Ravina come on the crew you say ro? The Yaf hat semesh of Rosh Kvosim, even the hero on top of the Kvosim, who chayv mitim lo, the koshkan or, the yar also goes along with the lechi, when you give the cheeks, you also have to give along the chin, the skin with the cheeks. That's going to be, says clearly here, the yamein shom kain, let's say there's no kain over here, to give him yamat nas kuna, to give him the cheeks, or to give him the zroi of lechiyai, the kever. So it says here, malin noisim bedomin, you the Yisrael have to value how much it's worth, the oichlan, you will not eat it, and then later you just don't give the money to the kohen. Why? If they have some kohen, not to make the kohen lose out. So who you see also, it's not tevil, you'll not eat from the behemoth without taking off the matonis, and still the mokim, there's no kohen, where mechayiv you to make sure the kohen gets it. I say, you're going to have to sell it now, and then you'll give him the money later. So how could you tell us here, Levi said that, Roshesha said, that by matnes aniyim, we're potter. Morris says, Shani Matnas Kuna, Matnas Kuna is different. The Nesino Ksiva, it says Lashon of a Nesino, a Nosan, that means you have a chiyuv to give it to him. And therefore, if you don't have a claim here, you're mechuyev to sell it and give him the money eventually. Because it's a mitzvah Nesino. Mashen came by Matnas Aniyim, it says Lashon of a Nosan. Here it's just done if you left it over. So that we say, if it was left over, you only have to leave it there if a nonis come and take it. But if there's no Aniyim around, then the Maisi Yapoti, you'll not eat it yourself. Where it says hash to the yaslochi. Now that you come onto this terrace, there's a difference of matnas kuna, because it says loshen of a nosan. So then she now true manami nisina ksivbe. By true, also says loshen of a nosan. So therefore, truma. Therefore, you also have to sell it or bring it to the kain. It's not a kash or matnas aniyim. Only the matnas aniyim is there a ptur. But by truma, it says loshen of a nosan. Lofa bichizu to bring it to the kain. For the more now, v'latazav yisera lomli. How come the Torah says an extra time Tazoiv in the parasha of Matnas Aniyim? Rashi says, "Chsid b'leket lomali chad b'kadoshim to you v'chad b'shoray keset." What do you have those two spoken for? Lav Rabui doesn't come to klut shafil b'mokim shenaniyim shoyim latniyim achiyim taniyim. Nechura comes for this chiddush to say that even in a place where there are no aniyim there, you'll have the chiyuv to bring it to another place where aniyim could take it. So again, the klut the kasha of Sheshes. How could Rav Sheshes say you're part of Matnas Aniyim? There's an extra time the Torah says Tazav Yisera. So what would Rosh Hashanah do with this topic? The Mor said, look at the time like learn like this. The Chiddush is Hamaspir of Karmoy. If Yisrael is Maspir, his Karim, his vineyard, he makes a hefka. Ula Shacha the next morning, Hishkami wakes up. Ubots, like he's Zeicha back in it, and he cuts off the grapes. The Locher is now Chayy, the parent of the Olis. He's still Chayy Sibor with the parent and Olis of these grapes. Even though usually Menehefti Yepotah, if you're Zeichah Menehefti Yepotah from these Matanis, but here the Chiddush is that since you owned it yesterday, even though you maskrit born, the Bison himself comes and Zeichah back again, it's not called a complete Hefka. That's this extra Potah, Tazav Yisera, you still have the Chiyut Libor with the Perot Oilus of Shikha. Uvapeya. But Upotah Menam Isris, from Isris Yepotah, there it doesn't say Tazav Yisera, so the Maisris is called Alocha, that you're Zeichah Menehefka. Is there a minute after you report them? All right, turn over. Yes, okay, so that's why I said his extra word, Tazav. You say that by Matnas Aniyim, in such a case where the Bible itself was mocking, Zeicha back the next day, the Tzalabachir sleeps over Matnas Aniyim. Everyone says, who shock or the Diri? There was like a bag full of money, golden coins. The Yoslavim of Russia, some somebody who gave stock, he gave it to the base measure, she gave money to give out to the Aniyim in the base of Medrash. So Kodim Rav Ami the Zocher, but Rav Ami got up first and he took the money from himself, he was Zocher with the money. So more is the question, how could Rav Ami do something like this? I will see the prophet first, then that son. Mashmi, there's a mitzvah nesim by Matnes, by Stokom, for lo yishitom yatsmi, he can't take himself. So how would he let it take himself, because he's grabbing it from himself, because he has to wait till they give it to you, and that you take it yourself? So more answer to Trutzim. First of all, Rav Ami Nami Lanim Zochabed. Rav Ami didn't take it for himself. True, he was at the Rosh Hashiva.
But he took care to make sure, give it out to the right Aniyim, to the right Talmidim. So he took it to be Zarecha, to give it out to the right Aniyim, so he still be in the kind of mitzvah of an Ofan. The boy said, what it else could be is, Odom Choshev Shani. No, Rabban Mitaka took it from himself. But since he was at the Rosh Yeshiva, he's Odom Choshev, he has a right to take the money from himself. The time you learn like this, the prophet says, the Hakoyin Hagodom Meyechov, the coin that's greater, bigger from his brothers. So we dashin Shehe Godom Meyechov, he should be greater than his brothers, the coin Godom, the Noi, he should look nice, the Chochme should be smarter than them, Uri Asher, he should be rich. He should have more wealth than the other brothers. Acher mer oinim, others dashen like this. Minayin, how do we know? Shimein lo, let's say the Kohen Gadol, or Gadol, any Gadol, any Rashiva like, if he doesn't have his own money, she'ochiv ha'kanem megadlo noisei, that the other kanem have a chiyah to give him money to make him be rich. Talmudim, the prophet says, v'yakoyin ha'gadol meyechov, means gadleyo mishalochiv, means the other brothers have to give him the money, have to make him the Kohen Gadol, after the Be'esher. So here that Yavami, he was the Rosh Hashiva, he had a right to take the money for himself. It was good like the other ones had a chia to megadle him, to make him rich. Therefore he had a right to schus, to keep the money for himself. Now the Mishnah says, Eizehu Azraya. What's called the Zraya? What's called the shoulder? That the mitzvah to give to the Kohen the Matnas Kuna, min ha-perek shel akuva, from the, that's like the top joint. Rashi says that's the akuva and the kerosim arosh. When you sell the head, this goes along with the head. So the top joint, like the top bone of the shoulders. At kaf shel yad, all the way down to the hand part. Rashi says, etzem rocher shel kesef. It's about the two bones. It's the top bone and the middle bone. That's all part of the shoulders. And v'hu shel nozir. This is the same thing by nozir. Rashi says, v'chein zroya. Bashel, also the shoulders you have to cook up by the nozir. It's also these top two bones. So this is called the yad, this is the front, behind the front legs. On the back legs, that's called the regal, that's where the shoik is. The shoik is also on the regal, that's the matzkuna that you give by the shlomin. You give the kohen the shoik and the chazor. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shoik, you know where the shoik is from the hind legs? Menaperek shelakuvat sevech shoregal. It's only the top bone he holds. It's only the top part, the top bone. Rashi says, "Hainu perik shebein akuyis v'yetzem emtzoi." That's all part of the sheik. Now, v'yoyim sheik min aperik ashal akuvah atzayvich sheregel. Now, ezel lechi, what's called the lechi that you have to give to the kohen min aperik shal lechi from the joint of the cheek at pika shabageros, goes all the way down to the top of the windpipe. All that goes to the kohen and echnami with the tongue also. Other than Moshe, turn around not like this. When the Pesuk says, Hazroya, Ze Zroya Yemin, means the right shoulder. That's what you have to give to the Kohen. Toim is telling me, Ze Zroya Yemin, it means the right shoulder. Or Yenuel Zroya, so maybe it means the left shoulder. Talmudim, it says, Hazroya, Hazroya is a special Zroya. So Moshe says, my Talmud, how do we know this? How the Lima to say it means the right one? Kediyama Rover, Rover says, Ha Yerech, Ham Yunis Shavirach, means a special Yerech, the right one. His Ochinami Azrael means I'm human, Shabazrael, the special one, the right one. Now, Sov al Chiyayim Lamayasa. Why is the Pazotl such a strong Russian of al Chiyayim? The cheeks, why does it say a strong Russian of Alechi? What's special about the cheeks? Samura says, Lohovi Semesh Shabrosh Yesh even means the wool on the hair of the Kvosm of the sheep. The Sar Shabzakan Tayashmos, the hair on the beard of the Tayesh of the goat. That you have to give to the Kohen also. So that's called the Halachayim. You have to have these things also. We had before, Havada, the skin also goes to the Kohen. The Hakeva, what's the Lashon of the Hakeva in the stomach of the Mayas also come for? Also, Lohovi, Chelev, Shagadia, Chekeva. That the fat that's on top of the Keva, that part of the stomach also is part of the Matnas Kuna. And the Chelev Shabateva Keva, and the Cholev that's inside the Keva also. The krum, or the korish, the jowled one inside the cable, also goes to the kohen. The Amr of Yeshua, Kahanim Nogu Boy Ayin Yofa. The Kahanim acted nice about this, about the cable, that when us knew the Bailam, and they gave it back to the Bailam, they said they can keep it. Rashi Lenitum in Abailam, Amri Raisosh Kahanim Oak, and Afkulei, Mehe Yisrael of Yakeva. That really the chalev on top and the chalev inside goes to the Kohanim. Shazay will noig v'ayin yof again back to the Bailim. So time with the Nogu, although Nogu did that, you belong to the Kayin. Doshay Chamur Sayyim Pikus Adashin, Rashim Mikroyas Tastum, it's a thing like this. Pikus Adashin says, how do we know to say that he means the right shoulder? Hayom has Roya, no more we give this Roya to the Kayin for. That connected Hayad, it says the Yad by Pinchas. The Chaynoim says the Yikach Romach Biyodoi, that Pinchas took out the Romach in his right hand, Mr. Amar, that's why the Kayin was Zeicha with his Roya. So that means the right shoulder. Now, L'chayayim, how come the Kayin got L'chayayim that connected Tfilah? Connected the Kayach of Tfilah, of Davening. The Chaynoim, the Pasuk says, Vayamre Pinchas Vayefalo, that Pinchas is Mispal also. Keva, Kimashmo, like the Mashmo, that's exactly where Pinchas hit him, so therefore he was there to get the Matnas Kura, came back to stomach, and came back to the Kahanim. And the Chayin Wem, the Pasuk says, Ves Isha El Kavosa, for Tony Maislam Yocha, that one's not from this way. Again, how do we know it means the Shaykh means the right one? The Yocha, the Zroya means the right one. Here it says, Yer Shaykh Yamin, Eli El Shaykh Yamin, only the Shaykh goes on the right side. He's the Royim, and how do we know Zroya Mugdosh, Minayin also, the Mitzvah Zroya, Matnas Kun also the right one, Tamal Leino, Truma, Zeruah Chulim Minayin, Tamal Leino Titnu. She says, Zroya Mugdosh means that Shalai El Nozir, how do we know those are the right one, the El Nozir after the Zroya B'Shayla, Tamal Leino Titnu, Truma Lakayin. Now the Mishnah says, "Ezel lechi min haperek shalecha v'yatika shavagers." I, but Tanya, learned, "Noit lo uveis hashchiti mo," that you take the lechi with the beis hashchit also. Masmus more than just on the windpipe. Go to the beis hashchit also. Rashi hainu toifes boine katzaber balatz and yosem in atiki. Go down more than just the windpipe. Moses lekash horabona bonab chinino ben antignus. The Tanya learned like this: Mugremis psulo. Mugremis, if you shecht above the makam at a geris, is psula. Hedra b'chnina ben atignis, al mugremis shiksher, he'll know it's kosher. It seems to my plate, till how long down is the makam ashkita? Where exactly is called the beis ashkita? So Rashi says, that bright said the korle beis shkita b'chnini, the marsh shkita l'maivam beis abluya. So therefore it's good, that's the makam at the top of the windpipe, that's the same makam at beis ashkita. So they're both saying the same thing. Ibo yisem hobo rabbonin. Oma ima means ima de behema. The Rashi says the price goes according to rabbonin could be. If so, what does it mean by ima that he gives the best shchita also the tani? Lavim alechi, not that this goes to the claim part of the lechi. El im ha behema. Ho yenisha beis shchita. That this would remain with the behema. That's what the Bible keeps. Ve ha lechi nitel im ha pika. It's only the lechi, the part of the cheeks that he gives to the claim, the matnas kuna, that goes out of pika to the top of the windpipe. But that's the Mishnah means, the beis hashchita, that's the mokum that stays by the soil, stays with the behemah. How do the lechi avoid l'chayim? We'll stop here.